Oh my goodness. It is a Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So many ways to connect. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Give us
a little likey like.
Through our show umbilical cord, you can just be attached right there to us permanently if you want.
The only problem here is that you're going to have to taste Alex's nasty juice. Probably.
It's cranberry. You'll like it. All and right. You'll love having chicken nuggets 24/7. It's fun.
Yeah, and if you don't already have a Beaties, well, it's coming your way. So congratulations. Also, too, we have a brand new YouTube channel we just launched. Hey, to search for the Joe and Alex Show, subscribe so we can keep up putting some cool content out there.
Yes, I'm going to be posting some throwback videos, which I'm sure some of you have never seen before, so you definitely want to subscribe.
You can't do that.
I'm going to do it anyways, Joe. No, you're not the boss of me. It's 2019. I can do what I want.
Today's a Friday, though. It has to be a flashback Friday. People would be so offended if you did a throwback Thursday content.
Okay, I'm sorry. Flashback Friday.
On a flashback
I'm
Friday.
Sorry. How dare I?
Yeah, no kidding. You're the web girl and you don't know these things? Gosh, do you know what Saturday is?
What? Suck It Saturday?
Well, congratulations to Jewel Daddy. No.
No, not like
no.
that. I'm like, suck it. Like, you
oh,
suck.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's Catterday. Anyways.
It is, so it's like National Cat Day or something?
Every Saturday, if you're a cat person, look up the hashtag Catterday. It's always cute cat photos.
Well, also, if you're a fan of the University of Kentucky and their trash program they have there.
Oh, UK.
It's cool, Liv. You stick with Suck It. That seems to be a quite popular day. All right, now check this out. We are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I know it's a huge thing and I needed to get over it, but I can't because you people out there ruining my Game of Thrones... With spoiler alerts, season 8, episode 2, yeah, it happened last Sunday. I finally watched it last night. I've been busy, okay? And I have to steal it from somebody that knows it from somebody, so I can't watch it live on the Sunday night like most of the people that have HBO. I gotta bootleg it, okay? I gotta backdoor my way in there. Now, a little fun fact, Alex, I know you're not into Game of Thrones, but this is supposed to set all kinds of records. Episode 3, it's going to be like the longest fight scene, I think, ever.
Oh, that's neat.
It's almost like the whole episode.
I heard that episode 3 is a huge, huge, huge turning point in the whole series.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens with that.
I am obsessed with Game of Thrones. I'm a huge, like, nerd now.
Now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to say spoiler alert, which means I think I might ruin something for you if you don't know what happens on what happened this past episode, okay? I'm going to do that. There's a character named Arya Stark.
Yes.
Not a major thing, but she's like a younger girl developing, and they're about to go to this big war in episode 3, which is a Sunday, and well... She was a virgin, kind of like Alex is here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay.
And she's like, well, I want to see what it's like before I die. So she hooks up with this dude. You don't see a lot. My point is, I don't want spoilers telling me that a character is going to be hooking up and flipping pancakes.
Dude.
It kind of ruined it for me because I knew it was coming.
That was all over Twitter.
I know, like the
all
next
over
day.
Twitter.
You just have to stay
Instagram.
Off of it.
But Alex, our job requires it. But there's other things, though, too. I know there's a lot of people saying, like, what was the Avengers movie that came out at midnight?
Endgame.
Or last night, Endgame. They're like, please, please. Even the Avengers people are like, don't spoil
it
for
like
other people.
I feel like people are actually going to respect that as far as Endgame goes because there's been so much hype about not spoiling it. But the problem with Game of Thrones is that it's not like, oh, I can stay off Twitter on Monday because it airs on Sunday, so everyone's going to spoil it on Monday, and then I can hop back on Tuesday. No. People still to this day, it's almost a week since the episode aired, and people are still freaking out about it because people are like so obsessed with it.
So are you saying I'm overreacting? Or
No. I'm saying that like if Alex is telling you, we'll stay off of it like
you
for
can't.
The next day or something, I'm telling you.
It just
like,
goes on forever.
It goes on forever because people can't stop talking about it because people are so obsessed with
Has
it.
Has anybody, maybe I'm just alone here, because Alex, our old boss, she's like, you spoil things too much. You have to give spoiler alerts. Like, that was a common thing
I know,
she would bring
she
up
She said
with you.
That. She was wrong. I don't
I think
spoil
she was right.
things. I never spoil things. I don't know where she got that. I look, we're provided as radio people. We get like approved stuff, like celebrity news, gossip, showbiz news, whatever that we're supposed to say. Anytime I put something in the garbage, 9 times out of 10, it's from that. And so whatever's in there, that's what everyone's talking about. It's obviously proved what she thought I had spoiled. It was like the show themselves had put out there. I've never given a spoiler. She just was
you
misunderstood.
Have before.
You have.
I have not.
Before. No, you did. I think like once or twice. I don't think you do it a lot, but you have at least once.
I have never done. I always, if I am going to say something even remotely controversial, I'll say spoiler alert.
But Alex doesn't realize you have to say spoiler alert before you say it. She says it after.
No, I do say it before. I'm telling you, I think you guys are misunderstood.
I think there was one time, I'm pretty sure it was with This Is Us, where you did do a spoiler.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of this guy.
No. Whoa. Don't ever insult this guy by
me. No, because he never actually watches it the night that
I never
came
watch
out.
Anything anymore because you
and
don't
I think
have
it
to.
Was like in the garbage. You were in the garbage and it was like talking about the episode and you were just reading it and then like a spoiler and then you're like, "Oh, wait." And Joe freaked out. He's like,
And I don't want to deal with the aftermath because you drop the thing without saying spoiler alert first. Then I got to deal with the repercussions because everybody yells at all of us, not just you.
It's just hard. I don't get mad when people do spoil. If I don't watch it the night of, I don't get mad about
it. Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be realistic. I don't think it's fair for people to whine about spoiler alerts when you don't even watch it on time. You can't whine about it and wait till a week later to watch your show.
I didn't wait a week. I watched like 5 days later.
That's exactly a week.
If you are not watching it when it is airing, you cannot complain
Ladies,
about spoilers.
Sorry, I know you think I just sit on my butt because I'm morbidly obese, but I actually have things to do and I didn't have time.
Oh, what? Scratch your dog's belly while you sit
and
on
their
your butt?
And their butt. Let's go to a Game of Thrones fan so I hear. Is this Anna?
This is.
Well, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, let me give you some music to get you hyped up. So what? Am I overreacting? Or are you on my same side here? Like, this is bull.
It kind of is. I mean, I barely watched last Sunday's episode yesterday. People in my office have been talking about it since Monday. So I knew the whole Arya thing was coming. However, I don't understand why they're so upset about it. I mean, if the brother and sister were sleeping together and
spoiler alert!
Pancakes,
oh my God! Spoiler alert!
What's the problem?
You can't just say those things.
Are people upset about it?
They are. They're upset. Another girl was crying, saying in my office, saying that that's just wrong. And I don't understand.
She's 22 years old. I don't get it.
In real life, but in the thing, she looks like she's like.
I know, but she actually is.
They said the character is 18 in the.
Yeah, so what's the problem? I don't understand, even if she is 18.
We all picture little Arya as a sweet little flower.
No, I get that. Like, I definitely saw some people on social media being like, I didn't want to see that. Like, oh, like, I think of Arya as my little sister. But they didn't care. It's not like they were actually.
I don't
upset.
Get the big deal. I seek out spoilers every single season before a new Bachelor or Bachelorette. I read the entire thing of what happens.
Why
I
do you
love
want
it.
That? Why?
I love knowing. It's fun to know.
All right. Well, please don't spoil it for me because I'm not going to be able to watch this big battle scene everybody's been talking about for Game of Thrones until probably Monday or Tuesday.
No, you need to watch it on Sunday.
How? I don't have the legal version to get. I got to do it illegally from a friend of a friend's parents.
Well, then don't be such a cheap person.
Yeah, just spend your $15 a month like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got Chick-fil-A to order, and that's not going to change.